こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、あ、というか今私がベガスにいるので、今回はスカイプ経由で収録してます。
Yep. Try to...
なのでちょっと聞こえ方が違ったら、
Don't go too far away from your... 何? Are you using your phone? Your phone.
I'm using... Yeah. Your phone. Okay. 1個目、バージンギャラクティック社の宇宙旅客船スペースシップ2が試験飛行中に空中分解し墜落した事故で、米国家運輸安全委員会は原因の究明には何ヶ月もかかると説明しました。スペースチップ2は10月31日の試験飛行中、約1万3700メートルの高度で空中分解し、操縦士1人が死亡、もう1人はパラシュートで脱出しました。着陸に向けて速度を落とすフェザリングへの手順の中で、操縦士が行ったロック解除の操作が早すぎたことが分かっており、その結果空気力がかかり翼が機体から分裂した可能性があるとのことです。
Virgin Galactic's VSS Enterprise, one of their Spaceship 2 test crafts, suffered a catastrophic in-flight breakup during a test flight on Friday, crashing into the Mojave Desert in Nevada for reasons that have yet to be determined. The investigation is expected to take many months.The in-flight breakup occurred at an altitude of 13,700 meters, killing one of the two pilots. The other miraculously survived ejection and parachuted to the ground, suffering only a shoulder injury. Preliminary findings indicate that the co-pilot made an error by unlocking the tail section too early, something designed as part of a feathering procedure, which is used for air braking and descent.
というか副操縦士の人助かってよかったよね。
うん。
すごくない?
Well, it's the first time someone has ever survived a spacecraft accident like this where someone had、oh. where someone was killed.
あ、そうなんだ。
Yeah.
もう奇跡じゃん。
Yeah. Absolutely.
なんかこれ
And only a shoulder injury.I have a shoulder、
right.
injury. I haven't even... I didn't even do anything.
確かに。
I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. And at that altitude, there's no oxygen. So part of the investigation is figuring out how he even survived. Because they don't understand that either. They don't understand how he survived this accident.
ね、ちゃんとパラシュートでさ。これなんかでも今回のことがあったから、結構今度の宇宙旅行産業にちょっと影響があるんじゃないかみたいな結構言われてるよね。
Well, the thing is, it seems to be that there was an error made by the co-pilot. And if that did in fact cause this accident, I mean, that's something that they can very easily prevent in the future by making it not possible.、
う
ん、you know, take、
ね、
human error out of the equation. And then things like this...Or this particular problem.
それがあったことが怖いけどね。
Yeah.
その可能性自体が。
Anytime you're doing something new, there are things、うん、that they haven't quite thought of yet. And think about the disasters that we've had in traditional aviation, with MH370 and there's planes crashing all the time, right? Helicopters crash、
yeah.
all the time.This is a weird、
oh my God,
experimental、
yes.
spacecraft.、
right.
The first of its kind. It's not that surprising that there was an accident.
しかも今回結構会社の対応が早かったというか、ステートメントとかもパッと出して、
yeah.
よかったよね。やっぱり社長がすごいメディアに出てるから慣れてるし。
Richard Branson?
いや、ヒゲおじさんね。
yeah, he's cool. He's cool as fuck.
ね、でもしテストフェーズが完了して本当にお客さん乗せていけるってなったら、もう自分が一番最初に実験台として行きますってちゃんと言ってるから、
うん、家族と、
うん、ちょっと安心できるよね、こっちも。こっちもってか、まあ、私は行かないけど。お金ないし。
Well, he says, he's saying that him and his family will be the first family to travel in space.、
うん、怖い。
But, there has been a lot of criticism of his, well, of Virgin Galactic and what they're doing, just in that it's not as ambitious as they make it sound. You know, it's suborbital space.
まあでも。
And it's only for, you know, even if they're successful and you buy a ticket and you spend the, how much is it to fly? $200,000? $250,000? Something like that.
But even,
you know, even if you do that, you're only going to experience zero G for a brief period of time. It's the parabola flight path, right?
まあ、結構多くの人が多分宇宙旅行って聞いて頭に浮かべるようなものとはちょっと違うよね。
it's still space, but it's suborbital. So you can't just hang out up there. You have to come back down pretty quick.
そうだよね。まあ、I don't know if it's worth it.
If what's worth it?
As a customer.
Well, everyone that goes to space says that it's worth it.And if you're Leonardo DiCaprio, I mean, are you going to spend, you're going to spend $1 million on a Ferrari, or are you going to spend $200,000 and go to space?
そうね。まあだから余ってる人はいいけどね、お金がね。
Well, that's the target market, I think.
Right, right, yeah.
You know, they always start at the really expensive, the kind of almost luxury status. Same as with Tesla. They come out with the most expensive stuff first.And then,
飛行機も前はそうだったでしょ、だって今みたいにこう誰でも行けるみたいなことになる前はね、
Like me
ん
Like me flying on these
like you
LLCs yeah
yeah
そうだよ、
そうだね、なんだっけ、沖縄まで2万円往復
ぐらい、
素晴らしいよね、ありがとう。
So this VSS Enterprise, they've had successful tests of this thing already. And what was really different this time was the fuel mixture. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back. Okay, so as I was saying, what was I saying?
We were talking about LCC.
Right. So what they did differently this time with the VSS Enterprise, they were testing a new fuel mixture, a new rocket engine. And so there was a lot of speculation that that was the cause. But that was before they knew that there was a pilot or a human error made by the co-pilot in unlocking the tail section.
Okay.え、そのさ、コーパイロットって今普通に話せる状態なんだよね。
He's dead.
No, co-pilot.
Yeah, he's dead.
A co-pilot is dead.
Yes.
Oh, そっか。
And they haven't, I don't know if they've interviewed the pilot yet. I think he's kind of shocked. As anyone would be.
まあそうでしょうね。
As anyone would be, yeah.
というか自分も死んだと思っただろうね。
Yeah, if you're, I imagine if you're any sort of a test pilot and something starts going wrong, you sort of think, well,
ね、
this might be it.
もう今までの人生が走馬灯のように頭を駆け巡ってもう、あ、もう終わりだなみたいな。
Yeah, they're prepared for that, I think.You sort of have to be if you're a co-pilot. This isn't that different from, you know, the Chuck Yeager days and breaking the sound barrier. This is super experimental stuff.
勇気がありますね。
Yeah, well, who has bigger balls than a co-pilot? Or a co-pilot? Test pilot, I mean.
Yeah. It's crazy. 次。カリフォルニア州テイラークリークで野生のクマと一緒に自撮り写真を撮る人が後を絶たず、 米森林局がハイキング客などに注意を呼びかけています。ウォッチャーのナンシー・ギブソンは、クマは予測不可能な野生の動物で、怖がらせれば襲ってくることもあります。近づくことで重傷を負ったり死亡したりするリスクがありますと述べています。自分はどうなってもよくても、もしクマが人を襲えば、そのクマは捕獲され殺されることになります。テイラークリークだけでなく、ヨセミテやカナダでも同様のケースが確認されているとのことです。
At Taylor Creek in California, the U.S. Forest Service is now issuing a warning to hikers not to risk taking selfies with wild bears. Forest Supervisor Nancy Gibson advises caution, saying bears are unpredictable wild animals and may attack if threatened. If a bear does attack a human, it will have to be captured and killed.Similar cases of hikers approaching bears have been reported in Yosemite and in Canada as well.
そう、これなんかさ、ちょっとしか例ないのかなと思いながらググったらめっちゃいっぱいあった。この自撮り写真。
Are they actual selfies?
そう、本当だよ。いっぱいあるよ。ググってみ。
So the person is actually in the photo as well.
そう。もうなんかにっこりして背景に本当の野生のクマがいるの。でっかいのが、
うん、
しかも人によってはまあまあ近いっていうか、もうクマがこっちに早足とか走ってきたらもう確実に間に合わない。
もう絶対食べられちゃう。 They're super fast.
Yeah.
They can climb trees too, can't they?
Yeah. Right? I think so.
I believe they
can. もうなんかね、そんなにっこりしてる場合じゃないよみたいな感じ。
How stupid would that be if the last photo you took was a selfie with the bear in the background? right before it killed you.
そう、でもなんかアメリカって結構このセルフィーがさ問題になったり、まあ笑われたりとかしてるじゃん最近。
うん。
でそれがなんか日本にいるとなかなかよく分かんなかったんだけど、今さあのベガスにいるじゃん。
うん。
家になったのね、マミマイケルに言ったんだけど、もう家になっちゃってベガスにいる間ずっともう胃が痛くて死んでて、もうこの間病院に行ったのね。
いや、
ベガスの、そしたらあの待合室で女の子がずっとセルフィー撮ってんの。
Was she sick?
I think so.
Mental illness?
でもなんか No,
no.
Stopなんかね、全然待合室もそんな素敵な待合室なわけでもなく、ただ背景は壁なんだけど、ずっとねにっこりしてパシャパシャパシャパシャ撮ってて。
There's a next level for this selfie thing that I saw recently.
すごい。
I was at the 何だっけ、渋谷区の祭り、 Is it a 祭り、
okay.
I guess some festival at 代々木公園、
うん、
There was this woman there taking selfies, but she had the, what is that thing? It's like a stick.
Selfie stick?
Yeah, it's a stick, and you like attach your camera to the end of the stick.
そうなの。
And she would just take selfies, just, there's like nothing in the background. It's just,
Oh.
Yeah, I don't really understand it, but it's like just ask someone if you want a picture.
そうなの。あのね、すっごいいっぱいいるよアメリカ。
I felt like I felt bad. I wanted to like offer. You see selfie sticks?
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Is that the official term?
多分ね。多分そう。
What is it? What would you call that in Japanese?
自撮り棒。自撮りスティック？わかんない。
ダサいね。
適当。でもね、そう本当にね、それ使ってる人見ると、え、撮ってあげましょうかって言いたくなるよ。
うん。
で、ちゃんとね、あの伸び縮みするんだよ。で、縮めてカバンに入れてるの。どこで買ってんだろう。
They should have canes where you can attach your camera to the end. So, if
older people can take selfies.
Yeah.Because if you're an older person and you're carrying a cane and a selfie stick, that's like a lot to carry, right?
そんな人いるの？どういう状況？
I don't know. It's just a product idea. feel free to create that.
そう。だから本当ね、まあそりゃクマと撮る人もいるだろうなっていう感じ。もうみんなセルフィー撮ってるもん、アメリカで。
Do you know about the, what was his name? Grizzly Man? Was his name Grizzly Man?
What? Is that
the guy who made a suit. He made a suit so that he could survive a bear attack.
What? And no, there's I like, don't know.
There are crazy YouTube videos of this guy in his suit. And,
what
and
kind of suit?
It's just like this armored suit. And there are people like hitting him with baseball bats. And I think even they hit him with a car. And they throw him off like
what?
A cliff. And he like tumbles down and then he's fine. it's the most ridiculous video.
What are you doing? What? That person also faces
him? Yeah, I think he was actually killed by a bear in the end.
What?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I believe that's what happened though. I think there's a documentary about it.
クマ本当に危ないんだよ。なんかやっぱりさ、yeah. あの、クマのプーさんとかさ、こう、可愛いイメージがあるから、あんまりこう、あれかね、怖いっていう認識はないのかもしれないけど。
They'll just start eating you.
Ne.
Unlike cats. Cats will break
cats
your neck.
Cats are like...
They'll break your
angels.
Neck and drag you around.
Ne. Why?
But bears don't know to break your neck or anything. They just start eating.
So, そうなんだよ。そうなの。
While you're still alive.
生きたまま食べられちゃうんだよね。
Yeah.
That sucks. Oh my god.
Right after you take a selfie.
Because you took a selfie, they'll eat you.
I don't know about that.
次。
はい。
心臓発作の前兆の可能性がある症状を感じた際に、男性はすぐ病院へ行く傾向にあるのに対し、女性が症状を放置して治療が大幅に遅れる傾向にあり、ハーバード公衆衛生大学院の研究チームが原因を調査しました。調査では冠状動脈不全の疑いがある患者に胸の痛みや圧迫感、胸焼けについてや病院へ来るまでの経過を尋ねました。次にどの時点でなぜ病院へ来ることにしたのかを男女別に調査しました。その結果、女性は男性に比べ症状を楽観視する傾向にあり、また女性は男性の 1.5 倍の確率で症状がさらに悪化したり頻繁になってから病院へ行こうと思っていることも分かりました。そして症状が少しでも和らぐとさらに長期間放置する傾向にありました。女性は家族など他人の健康を心配し自分の健康を後回しにしていたり、また心臓病を男性の病気と思っている人が多いことが原因ではないかということです。
A Harvard School of Public Health medical research team has recently published their findings as to why it is that women tend to ignore the early signs of heart attacks. The research team asked male and female participants with suspected coronary artery disease about their experience with chest pain and their decision to seek medical attention. The researchers found that women may be more likely than men to exhibit a cognitive bias that causes them to believe that they are at less risk than they actually are. As a result, women may be 1.5 times more likely to allow the condition to significantly worsen before actually going to a hospital. Additional factors may include the desire to put the health of others before their own, as well as the belief that heart problems are more typically a male condition.
So, まあ、よくなんかこう、一般的に男性の方が怪我とかも、あの、大げさに言うみたいなこと言うじゃんよく。
Well, it's true to some extent.
だからそれが、
the life expectancy
まあ、こういう場合は、
of males is a lot less.、
うん、こういう場合はいいっていうことだよね。
うん。
なんかその、まあでも確かに心臓病を男性の病気と思っている人が多いっていうのはなんかありそうだよね。実際なんか全然そんなことない。数字を見るとそんなことないんだけど。
Really?
うんって書いてあったよ。
Heart attack?
not just heart attack, but like こういう動脈不全とかなんか。
I'm pretty sure that cardiovascular disease. I'm pretty sure cardiovascular disease is more common in men. But men are also more overweight and typically. I don't know. I don't have the statistics in front of me, but I've always.
なんかそういうやっぱイメージがあるとなんかなんかしら症状があったときにあんまりこう自分に起こりうるものとしてこう可能性としてあんまり頭にないっていうのはあるかもしれないよね。
Well, on an individual basis, it doesn't make sense to make decisions about your own personal health based on general statistics like that anyways. One thing that's interesting is, well, first of all, cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of death that there is. But one thing that I found interesting is the role of pollution in cardiovascular disease. So this this PM2.5, I mean, we talk about it somewhat frequently. Partially because there doesn't seem to really be anything being done about it. But they've found out that a short-term exposure, 2 hours, let me say it this way. For every 25 micrograms per cubic meter of PM2.5 over a 2 hour exposure, it resulted in a 48% increase of cardiovascular disease mortality risk.
48% 高すぎでしょ。
So,
もうマラソンやってる場合じゃないよね。
Yeah, that, running a marathon is supposed to be good for your heart. I mean,
逆だよね。
It's ridiculous.
もうじゃあやんない方がマシ。
You know, I was just walking around here in the morning, and one of those buses, was just driving past, and I was shocked at just the soot, just the, you know, when it pulls away from the curb and kind of accelerates. I mean, it was so bad that I had to hold my breath.
Oh God!
For like 20 seconds, and I find myself doing that now. Just reading about all of this and reading about its effects on your health, I find myself like I hold my breath when like there's a cloud of like of exhaust, because I just know how bad that is for you. But kids don't know that. Kids are like small and close to the ground and running around on the sidewalk, and we just have cars just spewing this cancer causing, cardiovascular disease causing shit into the air, just like right in their faces, and we don't want to do anything about it because it'll cost us money. And I was just thinking,
so,
like this is fucking horrible. How have we not changed this?
本当、私もそれ最近いつも考えてる。やっぱりこうなんか。
We're so stupid.
まあそうやって結構一瞬、一瞬なんかこう obviously にもう息止めた方がいいなみたいな時もそうだし、マンションの窓開けてる時とかもなんかこうやっぱカーテンのレースのところが汚れてくるんだよね。
Yeah.
だからそれだけ空気が汚れてるっていうことだから、それを普通に吸ってるんだと思ってもうなんか怖くなるもん。
And people around us get sick from this.And die、
ね、
from this. I don't know. Sorry, it's kind of like. Kind of like not.
他のことを優先してるからね。
Yeah.
It's really messed up.
It is.
そう。でもそう、なんか特に女性ね、本当あの、主婦の人あのだと会社の健康診断がないから、結構何年も健康診断を受けてない人とかいるんだよね、お母さんたちとか。
うん。It's that optimism.
そう、だから行った方がいい。あの区のやつとかで行けるからさ、 あの子宮頸がんもそうだし健康診断もそうだし一応毎年やった方がいい本当に。
Oh, what I wanted to say about the PM2.5 thing is that the risk for cardiovascular disease as a result of exposure to PM2.5 is actually significantly higher for women than it is for men. Isn't that interesting? I don't know if they know why that is, but that's what they found in their studies.
Because we're smaller?
Perhaps.
Hmm.
I'm not sure what the reason is, but that's one thing that they found.
なんかさ、外でマラソンするぐらいだったら、家の中でテレビ見てた方が健康にはマシみたいなさ、未来、最悪だよね。
Yeah, well, you know, Beijing's bad, but Tokyo's bad too.
うん、だってみんな空気清浄機持ってるよね。
Yeah.
結構。
Do you find yourself?
まあ、花粉とかもあるし。
Do you find yourself resisting going to the doctor or the hospital when you think you're sick?
でも私もそんな行かないから悪いよね。なんかまあなんかあってもそんな大したことじゃないんだろうなって思っちゃう。でもダメなの本当にね行かないと。
I don't go at all either.
特にこういうね胸のとかは怖いから。
What do you mean?
なんだっけ? You know, there's a word. There's an English word. あの、なんでもおじさんに言う人なんだっけ?
Hmm?
I always forget.
Are you talking about hypochondriac?
Yeah. その言葉日本語にないんだよね。だからいつも忘れちゃう。
Hypochondriac.
英語にしかない。それ面白いよね。日本語だと多分なんか
なんとか妄想 I don't know
多分なんか大げさな人とかそれだけ
It's not really
大げさだよね
It's not really 大げさ because like hypochondriacs they honestly think they have things that they just absolutely don't have It's not even an exaggeration It's like a
Right 妄想
Like they imagine Yeah
なんて言うんだろうそれの
I don't know
まあなんかでも一言ではないと思う日本語はわかんないけど
I don't go to the doctor because I'm skeptical that they can even help me that's why I don't go
そうなんだよねそうなんだよねなんかさ
I don't have any confidence
私もよくん?
I don't have any confidence that they can help me because I've been misdiagnosed so many times
sorry?
I've been misdiagnosed
Hello?
Hello? 聞こえる?聞こえますか?
Hello? Yeah. Came back.
大丈夫?
大丈夫。今戻ってきた。
Yeah, I don't even take medicine anymore. As I know for a fact that they've prescribed me antibiotics so many times when it wasn't bacterial and it was viral.
そうなの。
And
そうそれ前もポッドキャスト多分話したけどさ、日本のお医者さんさ、ウイルスとバクテリアもう関係なく抗生物質出すもんね。
Yeah.
意味ない。あとさなんか原因わかんないととりあえずあるですねとかあの自律神経失調症ですとか言うじゃん。とりあえず。
Hey, I can't really hear you clearly.
あねまあそういうのもある。
聞こえる?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Your connection 悪いよ。
本当?
Yeah, what were you saying?
一応大丈夫に見えてるんだけど、まあ見た時には。
What were you saying about doctors?
I was just saying, なんだっけ?あ、そうだから、あの、自律神経失調症ですねとか、ストレスですとか、とりあえず言うからさ。
Yeah, they like to give you, those little, what is it called? The little, packs of dust. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What?
They prescribe these little...
粉薬?
No, it's not even medicine. It's like Chinese medicine. It's like...
Ah, 漢方?
Is that it? Temple
yeah,
come
yeah,
out.
I think so. I mean, if that's what you're talking, it's the one with the number, right?
Number.
Yeah. 32とか書いてるやつじゃない？それは漢方だけど。ちょっと一回やり直す。
I can't hear you clearly.
You can't hear me?
Yeah, let's redo it.
Okay.
もしもし。
はいはい。え、今これ収録してんの？これ。
してるよ。
OK。もう次の話行こうじゃ。
はい。The U.S. general election held on November 4th saw Republicans win control of the Senate, gain control of both chambers of Congress, and increase their grip on the House of Representatives. About one-third of the Senate, the entire House of Representatives, and 36 of 50 state governors, as well as their local offices, were up for election. Additionally, voters approved ballot measures in Oregon, Washington, D.C., and Alaska legalizing cannabis.
11月4日に行われた中間選挙で共和党が上下院両院で多数派となりました。中間選挙では議会上院100議席のおよそ3分の1と下院の議席すべて及び36州の州知事と地方議員らが改選されます。また選挙の結果、オレゴン、ワシントン DC、アラスカでの娯楽用の大麻の合法化が可決されました。もう DC でさ合法化するならもうフェデラルレベルで全部一気にやっちゃえばいいのにね、めんどくさいから。でも共和党なんだね。
うん。It's yeah. It doesn't work that way.
わかりやすいよね。もうなんか民主党嫌だからじゃあ共和党みたいな。じゃあ共和党嫌だから民主党みたいな。
うん、
どうなのマイケル的にはこれは。
うーん、
マイケルあれでしょ、日本に住んでるから大統領選だけしか参加できないんだよね、違う？
Well, I can vote in the presidential election, but because I'm not in the United States, it's considered an absentee
right, right.
ballot, so they won't actually count my ballot unless the election is extremely closeclose. And if it's extremely close and they count the absentee ballots and they also count the other absentee ballots, which are largely military personnel, and they tend to vote a certain way, and that kind of makes it pointless. Well, the whole thing's pointless because it's just the government's owned by corporations entirely, and that's not an exaggeration at all. So I probably will not even vote in presidential elections anymore.
そうね、
and if、まあ、honestly, I think people that don't recognize that that is the case, you've just you're just not aware because yeah.
なんかそのみんな言ってるもんね。それはもう州自分の州によってさ、ボーチでも全然意味ない。
Well, at the state level, there's a bit more influence and a lot less. There's less corporate influence at the state.
I mean, like if you don't live in the states.
Oh well, even if you live in the states, it's pointless to vote in the presidential elections. The campaign donors for both the Democrats and the Republicans are the same corporations. The fact that we have corporations that can influence politics at the highest level.To such a degree is absolutely insane, and until that stops, it's not working. That's why it just flip flops from Democrat Republican, and it's really.
これそれってさ、みんなが知ってることじゃないの？もうアメリカでは、もうだって何、ジョン・スチュワートとかさ、なんかもういつも言ってるじゃん、大きいテレビ局でも。
Recently, yeah, people are talking about it, but they don't really get into who these people are, how this came about, and it really was caused by it's when corporations were given basically the rights of people, and corporations are considered like legal people, and once that happened and once corporations were allowed to participate in politics in this wayThey've gained more and more political influence, and you have to understand that a corporation is not going to donate these large sums of money unless there is a return, right?
Of course.
What is the return that the company gets? Well, it's influence. It's influence of influencing policy. And that's why so many things that so many issues that people agree on are not taken up at the highest level of government at all or even acknowledged.
なんかその結局どっちの党でもそうやって同じカンパニーズがサポートしてるとか、まあ、お金出してるとか、なんだろう、いろんなインダストリーでも結局すごいロビーングしてお金かけてるから、もう何が環境にいいとかさ、もうそんなの全然関係ないとかさ、人間の健康とかももうぶっちゃけどうでもいいとか、そういうのももうなんていうんだろう、隠されてないというか、もうなんか誰でも分かることじゃん。なのにそれがそのまま続いてるっていうことが不思議だよね、なんとなく。
Well, what facilitates what facilitates this, what's kind of served as a pacifier is this is the political process itself, and this political dichotomy and this illusion that if we pick one party or the other party that things will change. And every time we see campaigns based on, you know, change was the theme of Obama's campaign in the first place, right? I mean, don't you remember that? You know, hope and change. But it doesn't work. It doesn't work until corporations are out of it. It's the same thing with this whole cannabis issue, for example. Because the police don't want to reduce their budgets, the private prisons don't, you know, need to have
private prisons.
There's a guarantee by the government. There's an occupancy guarantee by the government that this private prison will have this many occupants in it, and that's why arrests in the United States are quota based. And so you don't meet your quota by arresting huge gangsters. You meet your quota by arresting like high school kids and stuff. And then you have pharmaceutical industries. Yeah, go ahead. Well, no, it depends. Some people know, some people don't. Most people don't.
Most people don't?
Most people don't. Old people don't. It's really a disaster. The politics in the U.S. is a disaster.
なんかその、何、市営というかさ、プライベート、市営のその刑務所、
yeah.
にそのクォータがあること自体がもう、その一つの事実自体がもう、意味がわからないもんね。
And that's only one tiny, tiny piece of the puzzle. If you really look at what's going on in the U.S., with like the military industrial complex and opium fields in Afghanistan and the pharmaceutical industry and the things that they've done. I mean, we have... Hello.
Hello?
Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah? So you were saying that it's just the piece of the puzzle.
What was? I don't even remember.
Private prison quota thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
今、あの、
もうどうでもいい。
スカイプからスイッチしたからね。もう忘れちゃったよね。
Hey, fuck Skype. We're online now. We're online now.
次行く？
Oh, yeah, elections. Yeah, they're fake. Next. The chairman of Dish Network, the number two direct broadcast satellite service provider in the United States, made some interesting comments after losing CNN following a contract dispute with Turner. Here is some of what he said, and I'm paraphrasing. CNN is not a top 10 network anymore, unless they find the Malaysian plane. The world is changing. Some people are going to change with it. We know how many minutes people watch CNN and how many minutes they watched 5 years ago, and it's hard to pay a double-digit price increase for something that people are watching half as much as they used to watch.
アメリカで第2位の規模を誇る衛星放送大手のディッシュネットワークの会長が契約交渉の決裂により CNN の放映権を失った件に関してコメントを発表し、以下のように述べました。 CNN は消えたマレーシア航空機を見つけてもしない限りニュースチャンネルとしてもはやトップ10圏内に入っていない。世界は変化していて、それとともに人々も変化している。5年前と今とでは CNN の視聴率も半減していて、そこにさらに投資しようとは思わない。面白いね。
Yep. CNN is... They used to be huge, huge, huge. The name is still huge.
そうだね。なんかもう CNN といえば、てかニュースといえば CNN みたいな感じだったけど。今ネットもあるしね、別に。言うとそのテレビ局で頑張って働いてる人には、
うん、Say that again。 Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, you cut out again.
Oh.
What were you saying?
I was saying that なんかその煽ってたから一瞬にできる、はい、
もしもし、
いやいや、 Are we recording now?
Yep.
やばいね、これ一生かかってる今回の収録。
I don't know how many times have we redone this. So CNN, what were we saying?
やばいね。 So CNN あのだからあ、そう、だから大手だからって一生君臨できるわけじゃないよね。
うん。
っていう面白い例だねっていうことが言いたかったの。
I like his, I like this, what's the guy's name? The chairman of Dish Network. I like what he said about, CNN is not a top 10 network anymore unless they find the Malaysia plane. He says everyone. The thing about CNN is they only talk about maybe three stories at any given time, and they're just on a loop 24/7. And there's only like a few basic facts that they cover. It's not like it's not like deep investigative journalism.
まあ日本のテレビ番組、ニュース番組なんて全部そうだけどね。もうなんか全然分かってることない。ストーリーをもうなんか20分ぐらい引き延ばして、何なんでしょうね、どうでしょうねとか言ってるだけみたいな。
Well, here it's worse because you're watching the news.
やればいいのにと思うけど。
You're watching the news and they're talking about like some beer garden or something, you know?
Yeah.
全然ニュースじゃないし。スポーツも。
ね。そうなんだよね。まあ。
Sports isn't news.
まあなんか。別に平和な話とかやってもいいんだけど、なんか一個の話を、
But it's not news.
なんか別に新しい情報もないのに長々と、
yeah.
あとなんかどのチャンネルつけても同じ時間帯に同じ話やってるし、じゃあもう1チャンネルでいいじゃんと思っちゃうよね。
Yeah. Well, we've talked about this, the death of mainstream, the mainstream media and mainstream news.So CNN being dropped by what I guess is considered the second largest satellite service provider in the US, that's pretty big. And for the chairman, the chairman of that service, yeah. Go ahead.
CNN 見るよりなんか Vice とか見てる方が面白いよね。
Well, not just entertaining, but it's far more informative.
Yeah, yeah.
I had the Vice documentaries on Ebola, the Vice documentaries on the situation in the Ukraine. Far more informative than CNN will ever be.
So, 最近、マイケルに言ったかもしれないけど、 あの、バイスジャパンのコンテンツがフランスのテレビ局かどっかで放映されることになったんだって。
うん。
すごいよね。
Yeah, well, as Vice becomes this bigger and bigger empire, there is a risk of, you know, that sort of dilution and more business-centered thinking, which tends to... Because that's how CNN operates, you know. What's, you know, how... What's the... How do we get eyeballs, you know? It's not about the journalism. It's about... There are people that want to know about this plane, and we're going to keep talking about this plane.
Yeah.
But they don't realize that there are also a lot of people that are watching it long enough that they realize, like, wait a second, you guys have just been talking about this plane, and there's no new information, and you just kind of have this on repeat, and you just cycle through the same three stories and, like, the same few basic facts 24/7.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, まあだからさ、うちらはさ、あの、ニュース番組ではないけどさ、ちょっとメインストリームに寄らないようにしようねって言ってやってるもんね。
Well, nobody needs more of that shit.
ね。
And anyone with an internet connection and some brains can get more accurate information than these networks have been providing.
Yeah, unless you're in Vegas and have shitty Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. It's too bad, because we have some interesting things to talk about today. But, you know...
本当だよ。
I don't understand how you can...
まあもう明日帰るから、明日の朝帰るから。
Yeah.
もう来週は大丈夫。
次。Google's researchers at their DeepMind technology startup are attempting to solve intelligence. The researchers are now developing an artificial intelligence system known as a neural Turing machine, or NTM, that can mimic brain-like memory skills and program like a human. Many prominent technology leaders have issued warnings in response to this kind of research.Recently, Elon Musk suggested that artificial intelligence may even be our biggest existential threat, likening it to summoning a demon. Musk even suggested that perhaps there should be some regulatory oversight in order to make sure that we take the right safety precautions with artificial intelligence.
Google は DeepMind Technologies という企業を立ち上げ、NTM という人工知能を開発。NTM は人間の脳を模しており、人間のように考えたり記憶したりすることが可能です。こうした人工知能の開発に関して、多数の IT 有識者たちが警告を発している。中でもスペース X 社のイーロン・マスク氏は、人工知能が人類にとって最大の脅威となる可能性を示唆し、安全に関する何かの規制が必要になるかと述べています。
Yeah.
なんかイーロン・マスクみたいな人がさ、規制に関してこう必要になるかもしれないって言うっていうことはもう相当ってことだよね。
Yeah, it's not just Elon Musk. A lot of people have been warning about the potential dangers of messing with artificial intelligence. 、うん
まあなんかハリウッドの映画でも散々あるもんね、そういうテーマの映画は。
Yeah, there are a bunch. The most well-known example is probably the movie Terminator, right? And Skynet. Yeah. They have Skynet and Cyberdyne, right? And both of those companies essentially exist today.
iRobot.
Yeah, iRobot.
なんかあのどうなるか想像できないからね。It's like, you know, we're messing with something that we don't know.
Well, a lot of the people that are warning about it are involved, you know? they kind of have a sense of where it might be going and what might happen.
Yeah.
There are also a lot of people that say... Yeah? Go ahead.
Sorry, なんかネットあれだから声がかぶっちゃうんだよね。
Yeah. What were you saying?
あの、なんか、ドローンズとかもそうじゃん。この間の、まさに、あの、サウスパークでドローンのすごいいいエピソードがあったんだけど、まあ、こう、規制とかが追いついてないうちに、あの、値段が下がって誰でも買えるようになっちゃうから、もうなんか、it's out of control みたいなことを、まあ、あの、テーマにしたエピソードだったんだけど、
Well, the drone, those, the affordability, the affordability of robotics is a different issue. That's, I don't think that's a problem at all. Affordable robotics is a...
No, my point is that the regulation is like, 追いついてない、なんか何にしても、あの、その開発の方が早く進んで、
Yeah.
行くわけだから。
Well, the potential problem that we're talking about is far greater than people being able to afford drones. The problem with artificial intelligence is that if artificial intelligence were able to develop itself, right?
Right.
We don't realize how weak and limited we really are. And we use technology to augment ourselves and compensate for those weaknesses all the time. For example, we are unable to see the full electromagnetic spectrum. We are unable to see things that are very small. We are unable to see things that are very far away. We are unable to see things that are on the other side of something else, right? We die very easily.
Right.
Our skin is like wet tissue paper. If an artificial intelligence were developed that could augment itself and replicate itself and it would just be a feedback loop, there's no way we could control it. And so a long time ago, what year was this? The best chess player in the world was defeated by a computer.
Yeah.
Right? There was a 6-game match in 1997 between Deep Blue and the world champion, a guy named Garry Kasparov. Kasparov lost. And ever since then, human beings have not been able to compete with computers in chess. And that's just one example, but it's a double-edged sword because if it's not a problem, if we can control artificial intelligence, then that is the ultimate key to innovation, right? Because of those feedback loops.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if we cannot control it, which is what people like Elon Musk are afraid of, it won't be like Terminator. There's just it won't even be close, right? And the other thing people are afraid of is go ahead.
I feel like we don't even know about ourselves. Like we don't even understand our own brains, and you know. It's already out of control, like wars and politics and everything. So, なんかそんな AI とかいじってる器じゃないんだよね、本当は多分。
Yeah, there are a lot of people that say it's not possible, that artificial intelligence will never go rogue. What do you think? Do you think it's possible? Do you think it's something we need to worry about?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially if Elon Musk is worried about it, then... Yeah. I trust him.
Well, but why?
え、だって分かんないじゃん、その、まあ、なんか本当ハリウッドの映画みたいな話だけどさ、そのどこまでまあ人間の脳を模したものにするかにもよるけど、例えばその欲だったりとか、そのどれぐらい自分っていうものが大事なのかがによってさ、 AI 自身が、
うん、
それによって例えばその AI がディフェンシブになってとか、そういうことになってくると、もうだってさ完全に人間よりは強いわけだから、もう無理じゃん。
Yeah. Well, I tend to think that the most realistic worst case scenarios for AI are movies like 2001 A Space Odyssey. And that movie is really about AI, right?
Yeah.
People think it's about space, but...
本当だよ。だからあれが一番のもう、一番やばいじゃん。もう本当のホラーじゃん。
2001? Well, 2001's not the worst. Terminator's way worse.
It is because... Well, Terminator, なんか they look evil, right? So...なんかまだマシというか、あのスペースオディシーの方はすごい声もエモーションレスでトーンレスで、なのに悪いから余計なんかもう怖くない？
まあ、are we talking about 怖さ or are we talking about danger? Because one thing that worries me is
怖い見た目とか、例えば人間が感覚的なもので怖いって思えればまだ cautious になれるけど、そうじゃないと本当に Space Odyssey もそうだったじゃん、あの全然人間は気づいてない、
うん、
何が起きてるか、もう完全に信じきってる、
うん、
だからそういうのが一番怖いよね、危ないよね。
Well, it's the desire to preserve oneself that would motivate an artificial intelligence、
yeah.
to put itself above us.I don't know if that's something that would exist in an artificial intelligence.
でもなんかさ、iRobot もそうだったよね、多分、確か。なんかこうさ、壊されたくないっていうか、もう自分がここに残りたいっていう意思ができてきてみたいな話じゃなかったっけ？
Yeah, but iRobot is a bit more fantastical, and it was kind of portrayed as an anomalous situation, right? Where this one guy, what was his name? The robot became self-aware, whatever that means.
Yeah.
I don't think it would necessarily happen that way.
Ah, so he suddenly becomes self-aware.
Yeah. And there's not really an explanation for it.
So that's a bit different.
Yeah. Whereas in 2001, the、
okay.
HAL 9000, it was just, he was just like, you know what, I kind of don't want to die. I kind of don't want to, like, not exist. It was that,、that self-preservation that presented itself.
Defense のところなんだよ。それが出てくるとね。ちょっとあれもう一回見たいね。あれ何回でも見れる。
Which one? 2001?
Space Odyssey.
長いよ。
そう。あれ3時間ぐらいあるよね。しかもインターミッションあるよね。
yeah. Someone said, I forget.
でもあれ本当に一番いい映画だよ。
Yeah, well, I have the poster of it in my room, so you know I like that movie. Someone said, I forget who said this, but they said, man becomes the sex organs of the machine world.
Yeah, そうだね。確かにね。
So, it's...
That sucks.
It's possible that this is just a phase. This biological thing is sort of just a phase. And we're so infinitely inferior...to the machines that we will produce, that we will be relegated to just being, you know, the vessel for they're coming into the world, right?
だってジェイソン・シルバーとかもいつも言ってるもんね、いかにこう人間がもう、なんだろう、まあ例えば脳はもう携帯だし、あのオーガンズとかも、あのまあペースメーカーとか足も、あのすごいもう高度な技術家とかプロステティックスとか使ったりとかして、うん、も人間もサイボーグみたいに
It's already happened for sure.
近づいてきてるみたいな。
Yeah.
だから、まあいい面もあるけど、気をつけないといけないよね。こう何でもこうテクノロジー万歳っていうわけではないよね。
Well, what purpose will artificial intelligence serve? For what reason are we attempting to develop this advanced artificial intelligence that is capable of somewhat autonomous decision making and
military でしょ?
Well, that sounds like a bad combination to me. So about this system...
But there's no way that they're not going to use it for military reasons.
Well, they already do use it for military. There is already some level of AI involved in military, isn't there?
Right? So like, you know, what Elon Musk is worried about, like, そういう本当に人間に近い人工知能ができたところで、ミリタリーに使わないわけがないじゃん。
Yeah.
政府がね。だから。
How long until the robots establish their own country?
それを考えると、just their own country.
Yeah. There's just an island with robots on it.
どこが住みやすいんだろうね。どこが取られちゃうかな。
To elaborate on this, Google's AI system. So using a neural network that utilizes external memory, the mm-hmm. system is capable of learning and performing tasks based on stored data. And after running the NTM or neural Turing machine through a series of tests that involved sorting data, mm-hmm. they found that the NTM's activity was similar to a human programmer and that it's actually capable of learning basic algorithms from examples and applying those algorithms to problems outside of its training regime. Do you know what I'm saying?
だからそれやめようよ。
So that's the big news behind this.
それやばいでしょ。だからそういうのやばいよ。
Yeah, well that's what makes people like Elon Musk and others a bit nervous.
でもそれはさ it doesn't take Elon Musk to understand that it's dangerous. Like, even I think it's dangerous.
There are a lot of experts in artificial intelligence that don't think that it's dangerous and that the activities of any artificial intelligence are limited to what the programmer, the parameters set by a programmer.
まあ、しかもだってそのプログラマーにもよるわけじゃん。さらに。
Yeah. There's no reason why a programmer couldn't program
like,
an artificial.
Do we trust this
guy? Yeah. The same as nuclear weapons, they're not necessarily evil on their own, but they can certainly be abused, and someone could abuse an AI system to. And make it exterminate people or whatnot.
でしょ?だから、do we trust the government? Do we trust these programmers? Do we, you know, trust, you know? やだね。大変な時代だね。
One thing that scares me about this is when I think about human beings. And I really wonder to what extent human beings are just programs, right? Because to some extent, aren't we just programs?
Mm-hmm.
You know how when a baby is born, it doesn't know anything. It can't even see, right? And the baby learns
yeah.
The baby learns to walk. The baby learns to see and learns to hear. And all of these things are sort of calibrated like a machine, right?
Yeah, we have instincts though.
And then we'll be raised a particular way, raised with a certain set of ideologies. And to some extent, human beings are a victim of circumstance or are a product of programming. Right.
なんかさ、誰かが言ってたけどさ、そのロボットが例えば人工知能を得て、あの生殖活動というかさ、ロボットがロボットを作れるようになった時に、じゃあ生き物とロボットの違いは何なのかっていう話になるみたいなことを言った人誰だったっけ？
Asimov? I don't know. A lot of people have suggested that idea.
なんかそれすごい面白いよね。
The Matrix.
なんかその感情とかを、そうなんか感情とかを持ってて、しかもそのここに存在し続けたいという欲もあり、さらに生殖活動ができる場合、命とロボットっていうもう無機質なものっていうのの線引きがしにくくなってくるっていう。
Mm.
It sounds crazy, but then like if you look at Aibo, you know, like recently I saw this article like
Aibo
なんかもう Aibo が壊れちゃって、でもなんか直しながら使ってるみたいな、もうかわいそうだから。
ああ、ソネがもう修理してくれないから。
相棒でさえそういうふうに思うわけだから。
うん。
Yeah, so I don't know.
Look at our space exploration.
I hope I won't live that long.
the way that we're exploring space right now is all robots. They're essentially drones. We call them satellites or whatever, but and little rovers, but they're essentially drones, right?
Right.
And that's because we're so limited in where we can go. You know, we will be killed by the Van Allen radiation belt, or we'll be killed by a solar flare, or we need oxygen, and we need water, and we need food, and space around us. We can't be in some tiny little box. We can't survive in zero G for that long without serious health effects.
Mm.
Our eyes stop working.
Right.
So in a sense, we've already given up a lot of those responsibilities to robotics.
You know the movie Interstellar?
I haven't seen it.
No, まだ出てないよ. It's new.
Oh, そっか.
そう、あれすごい面白い、すっごい面白いか、すっごいなんかがっかりするかどっちかだと思うんだけど.
I only saw that movie about George Clooney.
楽しみ。Well, this one is with Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway. With, what was his name? Christopher Nolan, the director.
Oh, yeah, I like his stuff. He's a genius.
Yeah, right? Right? That's why I'm excited. That's why everyone's excited. And it's about, have you seen the trailer?
見てないよ。
なんかね、あの地球にもう住めなくなっちゃって、この2人の宇宙飛行士があの他の星にこう人類を移動させるためにあの、まあ、調査に行くのかな、調査っていうかまあ、
うん、
っていうなんか結構インテンスなあの予告編なんだけどさ。
Well, at some point we're going to have to leave Earth.
And I hope I won't live that long.
Why? Why would you say that?
I don't know.
Right now is just as shitty a time to be alive as in the future. It doesn't matter.
I guess.
But yeah.
I feel bad for my future kids and grandkids and whatever.
Why?
I don't know, because it doesn't seem like it's getting any better. Pessimistic.
Doesn't mean you don't have to be alive.
I guess. もうちょっとなんか Vegas is like fake, right?
なんで?
Well, everything is fake. It was desert, right? This was this whole place. もうニュースの話しないの? No. 違う。だからなんかそういうところにいるとなんか余計ちょっとなんていうのこのアーティフィシャルなものに囲まれてで AI の話とかしてると
何
なんか I don't know it just feels so doomed
もっと元気出してよ大丈夫ロボットの友達になれる
いやこんちょっと今回の収録やばい大変すぎじゃんだって
No, it's okay
この Wi-Fi が
大丈夫だよじゃあニュースの話、
okay.
終わり終わりかなもうないね
終わり、はい、もうないよね
うん
OK
まあいろんなテクニカルイシューズで申し訳ないんだけど
ね、本当に聞いてる人ちょっといろいろ私どういう風に自分が聞こえてるか分かんないんだけど多分
今トイレ声カラー
してるとこあると思うね、あとなんかねテレビの中継みたいに音が遅れてるから
うん
なんか話のテンポがおかしいよね
うん、そう難しいまあ、next time、
まあ、そういう会があってもいいよね。
どうかな。Next time we'll do it in person. fuck this line. The I guess、
okay.
it's not good enough、
ね、
yet.
ちゃんと来週はちゃんと阿佐ヶ谷で。
はい、お願いします。
やるから。
どっか行かないでください。
お願いします。あとねコラムがこの間出て。
うん。
たのでなんかこうちょっともうこの間誕生日で28歳になって年を重ねるにつれ無理しなくなったなみたいな話、
うん、
書いたのでで
も今日は無理やり
疲れてる人がぜひ読んでください
yeah
はい
yeah well also since you'reYeah, since you're back, we're working on, well, we're going to have some stuff, getting done soon, so.
Yes.
みんな楽しんでください。
そうだね、ちょっとそうだね、楽しみなニュースあるよね。
これから。
うん、楽しみにしといてください。
はい。
終わり?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.